Es kann sein, dass ich nicht mehr so packe, ich esse Schweig bei der Ram Yehuda. Es ist echt der Bruch, es darf lamend. Mischt es. Es ist ein Röcher, weil ich amor. Weiß ich selbst, wenn man an Chamor, and it's time to daven, he should get off. If someone, if he has someone to hold the Chamor for him, when he daven, he should get off and daven. If not, he should stay on the Chamor and daven there. Rebbe says, in either case, he should stay on the Chamor and daven there, because that's where he'll have the best Kavana. Rava Paskin's like Rebbe. Bryce says if someone doesn't know the directions that he's facing, he should just have in mind that he's facing towards Avinu Shebashamayim. If he's in the Chutz Laaretz, he should face towards Eretz Yisrael. If he's in Eretz Yisrael, he should face towards Yerushalayim. If he's in Yerushalayim, he should face towards the Beis Hamikdash. If he's in the Beis Hamikdash, he should face towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If he's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he should face towards the Aron. If he's behind the Beis HaKapayres, then he should face the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but he should have in mind that he's really on the other side, like everybody else, facing from the other side. The result is that everyone who's in Mizrach faces Ma'ariv, everyone who's in Ma'ariv faces Mizrach, everyone who's in the south faces the north, and everyone who's in the north faces the south. Everyone is facing towards one place. When the father of Shmuel and Levi would travel early, and they had to leave very early, they would daven Shemona Esrei even before it was day, and then they would at home before they left, and then they would stop to daven Kriya Shema when it was Man Kriya Shema. This follows a Shita in a Braisa. Maremer and Mezutra, when they would give the shir, they would first call minyan, they would daven even though it was early, and then they'd go out and give the shir. Rav Ashi, on the other hand, would give a long piece of the shir to the maturgimans, and when he was busy repeating that long piece, he would then quickly say, while he was sitting, he would say the Kriya Shema and the Shemoneh Esrei. When he would go home, he would then repeat Kriya Shema while he was standing. Mishnah says, Rav Elazar ben Zayah says, you don't daven musaf without a minyan. Chachamim say, it can be with a minyan or even be a chiddus. Rav Yehuda, in the name of Rav Elazar ben Zayah, says, any place that has a minyan, then a yachid is potter from davening musaf. Gemara yes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanya Kama seem to be saying the same thing. The difference would be a yachid where there is no minyan in the city. Tanya Kama would say he's potter, and Rabbi Yehuda would say he's chayiv. Rav Huna bar Chinan in the name of Chia Barav paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, who said in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rav Chanina Karo also said the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda that says in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But then Rabbi Yane told him that's not true, that actually the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Yochanan said, I saw Rabbi Yane daven twice, daven and then daven again, meaning b'yachidus, meaning he davened shachas and then musaf. So you see that you could daven musaf b'yachidus. Rabbi Yirmi Esrei was there, maybe it's just because he didn't have good kavana the first time, and he was davening a second time shachas. So Rabbi Zeir said, if Rabbi Yochanan is the one who gave this type of testimony, then, if the testimony was about someone as great as Rabbi Yane, you can't say that's because he didn't have kavana. Because had that been the reason, Rabbi Yochanan would have said so. Mar says Rami and Ravasi would, even though there were many Bate Knesias that they could have gone to daven, they only davened in the exact place where they actually learned. Mar ends off that Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi in the name of Rabbeinu says the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, who says in the name of Rabbi Elazar Azariah in the Mishnah. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba once davened and then davened again. Rabbi Zeir said, why'd you do that? It can't be that because you didn't have kavana, because you would have never started davening like that. It can't be that you maybe because you forgot Yalav Yavoi, because We would not repeat Shemoneh Esrei for that. Chiya bar Abba said, you only don't repeat Shemoneh Esrei if you forget Yalav Yavoi, only if you're davening Betzibur, because then you're going to hear it from the shatz. How long does one have to wait between davening one Shemoneh Esrei and the next? Mar says, they have to wait long enough to collect his thoughts so there's a proper tefillah. Rav Onan, in the name of Rav, said if someone forgets Yalav Yavoi over Shchodesh by Ma'ariv, he does not repeat it, because since Bezdin can't be Mekadosh Shchodesh at night. Amemar said this was probably only when there's a two-day Rosh Chodesh. But if it was only one-day Rosh Chodesh, even by Ma'ariv, you'd have to go back and repeat it. Rav Ashi said to Amemar, you know, Rav gave a reason, because of Bezdin can't be Mekadosh Shchodesh at night, so who cares if it was a two-day Rosh Chodesh or a one-day Rosh Chodesh, it should not make a difference. Had Noloch Perek Tfilas HaShachar. New Perek. Perek Ein Oimden. Mishnah says a person should not daven Shemoneh Esrei unless he has an attitude of humility. The Chassidim Rishonim would wait an hour before they daven just to be able to properly have Kavana. During Shemoneh Esrei, even if a king gives you Shalom, you cannot answer him. Even if a snake is crawling up your foot, you cannot stop. Gemara asks, how do we know that someone has to enter Shemoneh Esrei in a state of humility, in a state of deep thinking and reverence? Maskona the Gemara, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, is from the pasuk of Ivdu as Hashem biyira, vegilu birada, that you should serve Hashem with awe and you rejoice, but with fear, trepidation. So we see that the tefillah must be with awe. Rav Adaram Masan and Rabbah explains that vegilu birada teaches that even in a place of rejoicing, there still must be trepidation. Rabbah once saw that Abaya was very happy. He told him, vegilu birada, you can't be like that. Abaya said, I'm wearing tefillah, you don't have to be afraid, I'm going to go too far. Same thing happened when Rav Zera once saw Rav Yirmiya acting that way, and Rav Yirmiya answered the same thing. My brother Ravina saw the Rabbanan acting too joyfully at a chasana that he made, So he broke a very expensive glass in front of them so that they should temper their joy. Same thing happened with Rav Ashi. Rav Hamnun Azuti also, in a similar way, tempered the joy of the Rabbanon by singing in a way that reminded them of the day of death. Yechon, in the name of Hashem Yechoi, said it's also for a person to really rejoice in this world, because the pasuk says, "Oz Yimale." Then, by Mashiach, Yimale is Chayk Pinu L'Shenenu Rina. That's when we'll have true joy. They said about Rish Lakish that from that time, after hearing that from his Rebbe Yechonon, he never filled his mouth with laughter.